There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I ask you to explain yourself.
Amusing you at the grog shop and just like, you just, I probably just loves life. It's probably a great life. He's probably really enjoys it. But like, that's a guy that's been on tour for 20 years. That's a guy that's done it.
And this is a bad thing?
No, it's perfectly you in many ways. You'd appreciate that. You'd respect that. And
are you
no surprise that that was the guy, though. I don't know why. Like, if you were to tell me to draw the type of person that I expected to be the front man for Blitzentrapper, that was it.
Are you saying I'm that guy of sports radio? I just want to make sure.
That's not what I'm saying.
All right, now I'm just trying to figure out what you're trying to say here.
That's not what I'm saying.
I think you now owe it to me as a friend, longtime friend, supporter of each other's careers, now co-host for the next 20 years. I think you got to listen to Blitzentrapper.
I will. You know I will.
Your voice.
What, you think that was lying?
I was getting
excited by it.
There was an intonation there. 216.
I feel bad about Blitzentrapper now.
474-0092. By the way, great concert. They were fantastic.
It's like how I put the Jason Isbell song on there, It Takes a Lifetime, and now it plays after my Morgan Wallen songs, and then it goes right to it, and then I hear the beginning of it, and then I skip it. But that beginning, oh boy, does that go.
Real peppy.
That one goes.
Real peppy. We'll have that for the end of time. Ed and Avon Lake, welcome to the show. I know you have a note on the Browns taking quarterbacks here. What do you have for us?
Well, I'm going to address what you said earlier, which is, why do guys leave the Browns and find success that they don't find here, or they're giving up on, whatever you want to say? It's really pretty simple, okay? 71 and 126 and 1. That's the Haslam's ownership record, okay? The Browns are a dumpster fire. They're a total disaster. And it's going to take another 5 years probably before we can even maybe have a winning record. The franchise has been set back so far by this Deshaun Watson debacle. I mean, it's a disaster.
So I hear some of what you're saying. And I do think if we just put it through the lens of the Deshaun thing, it is a disaster. So I'm not trying to, but you said dumpster fire. I mean, if you look at the last 4 years, those 4 years are better than anything since 1988.
So what? That doesn't matter. That's not how you measure anything, okay? Besides the
Ed, by the way, I'm with you. I do the so what in that respect.
Besides the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Dallas Cowboys, this is the worst managed franchise in North American pro sports.
Yeah, but because you said they're a dumpster fire, but again, like, they have won the there has been some success the last 4 years.
That was a happenstance. That Flacco thing, that was a flash in the pan.
What about 2020?
The 2020 COVID thing. I mean,
I think this is where we're at, man. Like, and I thank you for the call. Like, we can say this is not where they're supposed to be, and the Deshaun thing completely sidestepped any chance they had at maximizing the pinnacle of a lot of great careers in this town. Like, this thing was set up for winning multiple years in a row,
right?
For maybe a decade stretch, depending on how.
But that's why Ed doesn't want to hear you tell him how great it was in the previous 4 years.
But see, this is the problem, because it goes to the Ohio State thing with Ryan Day. You can give them a modicum of credit and still say, But in the end, the job isn't, the job hasn't been done to the degree it needs to. Like, you can say, yeah, there's been some success here. You're closer to it than you were 10 years ago, but you're still not where you need to be. Like, you can say this is not good enough and also say, but it's better than it was. Like, both things are true.
Yes, they are. Neither one has to make anyone feel happy about what the previous 4 years was.
No, but this acknowledgement.
I think that's all I had to say.
I do think, like, even, well, Andrew Berry can't draft. Well, JOK is better than any player I can remember. I shouldn't say that. JOK would be the second best player Phil Savage drafted in his 5 years here. So, like, Andrew Berry has not drafted well enough, but, like, JOK, Grant Delpit, you did get 5 years of starting from Greg Newsome and Jedrick Wills, MJ Emerson. You know, like, there are some pieces on this team that show, well, they're not, I'm trying to think of, oh, they're not what Sashi Brown did, where Sashi Brown had 50 picks and found, was it one good football player? I can't remember. It was Joe Schobert, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think that's where the perspective has to come in, because you have to understand, like, if you think it's just the worst thing ever and this is blah, 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 well, then you're going to do dumb things.
I think 10 years from now, if it went back to being what it was, then I think we'd look at this time and be like, you know, that wasn't that bad. But that's no one's expecting that. I think now we're supposed to be at least where we were for the previous 4 years. The bar was so low that's not clearing it by nearly enough.
So we got to get to the... get back to the Cavaliers. They're 8-0 with a chance to go to 9-0 for the first time in franchise history. And Danny Cunningham, a Cleveland Magazine and 92.3 The Fan, joins us to talk about the Cavs' fast start. Has Darius turned the corner on 92.3 The Fan?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.